Welcome to Wrestling the Revenue Podcast, where we educate, enlighten, and encourage how we improve our quality of sleep to grow our business and improve your health and wellness. I am Donna D. Mooring, certified sleep science coach, certified holistic life coach, author, national editor of the Black National Unity News, and a speaker. Taking sleep for granted. I guess you're wondering, what do I mean by that? Well, a lot of us do that maybe intentionally and unintentionally, take sleep for granted. But think about it, will we really do that with breathing? If we stop breathing, what would happen? Well, the same thing for sleep. You know, we get to it when we feel like it, but I really want to share with you, according to the recent survey from the American Academy of Sleep Medicine, AASM, 85% of U.S. adults do not get the recommended 7 hours of sleep. But I recommend discovering your quality sleep you need so you can be productive, have energy, and heal. At the moment, I am using a sleep cycle app, which measures your wake time, sleep, and deep sleep. If you're snoring, which I do from time to time, and I'm sure that you do, coughing, laughing, or even talking in your sleep. And I woke up and said, who is that? And that was me. So now, most important element is to measure your quality of sleep, as I stated before. We all have been struggling in one way through various crises that happen in our life. But on the other hand, starting today is an opportunity to refocus on the importance of making sleep a priority. Now, one of the most important things to avoid taking sleep for granted is to become mindful. What you would do is create a nightly, healthy sleep routine, like yoga. Now, yoga doesn't always have to be on the floor. You can actually do yoga on the bed. Yoga can be just simple stretching. So stretch in the bed, you can listen to soothing music or sounds, or listen to, which I used to do this a while ago, is I Am Affirmation, to relax your mind, just to name a few. And the good thing about the I Am Affirmation is not just the music, it's also the message. So it's a combination of both. Now, most of us wait until the new year to start a healthy habit, but starting today, a new day of that year. And also, insufficient sleep contributes to the risk of several today public health epidemics, including cardiovascular disease, diabetes, obesity, and so much more. It is vital that we incorporate healthy sleep habits and routine into our daily lives to be the best in 2021 and beyond. Now, did you know that sleep make you healthier? Without good sleep, both mental and physical health suffer greatly, putting Americans at increased risk of chronic disease that can be avoided by getting the quality sleep you need every single night. Not once a week, not once a month, or when you feel like it. Like I said, take them for granted, but every night. It's almost like if you fall off the wagon, you're going to get right back up. So the same thing for sleep. Did you know that sleep makes you smarter? Sleep has a positive effect on your mood, overall sense of well-being, and can improve your relationships, believe it or not, including yourself. And also, did you know that sleep can make you happier, which will make you look younger? Well, I'm sure we all want to stay younger, control pain better, and improve your brain power. Well, with that being said, sleep is the time your body repairs itself and your immune system to get a chance to recharge, enable you to fight disease off quicker and illness. Even a 30-minute cat nap can help, or a power nap. Now, research at the Harvard School of Public Health found daily snoozes can reduce the risk of heart disease by much as 30%. Nighttime sleep and naps both reduce stress, which may be a reason why sleep appears to boost longevity. Now that you have the facts, make sleep a priority tonight. I can be reached on my website, which is at the bottom of the podcast, which is DonettaDMooring.com, and that is DonettaDMooring.com. And as always, sleep heals.